This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, we were talking about Facebook in the first hour of the show. Coming up, Johnson's got some tips on flirting. We'll get into that here in moments. But you could have had brought up what could be a disturbing idea, Cody, in the last hour, and that was that Facebook is so big, some people are considering it the commons now. And our last caller sort of used, he was the one who actually brought that term up. And Facebook isn't the commons. It's a private company that's incredibly popular.
Well, I think Facebook needs to be nationalized.
Well, it's technically true. And I know I don't think it should be nationalized.
But some people would call for that.
You know, when okay.
Some people would say Facebook's a right. You should have a right to get on Facebook.
The biggest worry about capitalism is the idea of monopolies, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And
robber barons.
Facebook has become so big that it literally can do anything it wants, and you know, you can make the argument, well, just don't get on Facebook. Well, people are going to think, what are you not doing on Facebook? You're weird. You know, so it brings up an interesting conversation for sure. I'm not going to say I'm going to change my opinions on, you know, what the private sector does. However, it is, like I said, it does give them a massive amount of responsibility from just a moral perspective, and it's just me kind of like hoping they don't take advantage of the fact that they are so massive, and it can be kind of scary.
Well, okay, but the problem is, the other side of the coin is, there's someone else who has the exact same opinion, but that they have this responsibility, but from a different perspective. Meaning that someone who's, let's say, a prude, and they don't want to have any topless photos of any women whatsoever on Facebook, they would say it is Facebook's responsibility to protect the community from topless women.
These pictures are disgusting. The children need to be protected from this nonsense.
Those people.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this, and there should be possibly an easy fix to it. Some way of when you post something, right? You know how, like, when you post a podcast, you pick a tag, whether it's explicit or not explicit. So they could easily just add a button when you're posting something on Facebook.
Not safe for work.
Not safe for work or whatever. And then you can go into your settings on your profile and say, and you can filter out the posts that you want to see on your personal news feed. So if you don't want to see something that may be offensive or explicit or contain nudity, then you can make that decision yourself instead of Facebook.
Sure, but the person...
But what about the children? The children aren't going to do that. The children are going to access this content. They can't be allowed to have access to this kind,
right, because
this kind of filth.
The children are smart enough to get around the filters. You know, they'll put in a different age, you know, because the filter automatically filters out for anyone under the age of 18. So they'll put in 20 as their age.
Well, that's always going. I mean, how many websites?
But that's why they'll say it's Facebook's responsibility to just not even allow the content in the first place.
I always love to, like, whenever you go to, like, a beer website, which I don't even know why you would. You'll put in your date of birth. Like, there's no way you can lie about it.
Gaming websites even, too. It's ridiculous.
If something's rated M.
I always just scroll down to make sure that I'm born on, you know, January 1st, 1900. Every time.
I would love to get the new Fallout 4 video game. At 107 years old.
So, but you see where I'm coming from? Like, there's different types of people who all think Facebook has the responsibility to act in the way they think Facebook should act. And so if Facebook becomes a commons, or if it becomes, you know, some sort of government program or whatever, and that's not what you were saying, but if, you know, there are some people who would like to see Facebook be a right and that everyone should have access to it, then you're going to have everyone, just like with the government today, how everybody fights over control of the government, everybody's going to be fighting over control of Facebook's editorial policies.
I guess what I was trying to say is it's like a commons. Not that it is, but it sort of seems like one, you know, like just this public space where, you know.
Yeah, it's an S show, like a public space can be. So sure, I'll give you that.
The more freedom of speech there is on there, the better off we're going to be as a species. Some people are going to get their feelings hurt, but that's part of life. That is part of life.
Well, I mean, look, Free Talk Live's an open phones show, and it's pretty free speech oriented, but there's some things you just can't say on the radio. But even if there weren't an FCC involved, we might still not allow those things to be said because our radio stations might not want it to be said on their airwaves. And so if a radio station loses an advertiser or something like that over somebody saying the F word on the air, you know, incessantly, then that's a legitimate market response.
Sure.
So, you know, freedom of speech isn't really always what's called for if you're trying to serve a marketplace.
Yeah, you're going to go for the utilitarian value. I mean, so Facebook, yeah, they're a business. They want to keep the most amount of people happy, right? So they will get worried, like, well, you know, this picture is kind of dodgy. I don't know. Maybe it'd be safer to just ban it. And then they change their mind because enough people are angry about it. So much like a politician, they're going to go with whatever is going to make the most people happy.
That's true.
With their decision-making process.
So we were talking about the picture that started this whole conversation, the Napalm Girl photo, which is the iconic photo from the Vietnam War. There's a napalm attack. There's several children running from it. And one of them is fully naked, and that is what has sparked this controversy, where Facebook initially said that it's a violation of their community standards, but then later they said they re-reviewed and considered that because of the historical significance, that outweighed the chance that there would be some sort of prurient interest. And while there probably is some sicko out there who gets off on looking at the photo of the napalm girl, I mean, it is in no way, shape, or form a sexual or sexualized photograph.
The old saying about pornography, right? You know it when you see it. But I mean, it's pretty obvious looking at that picture. It is not intended to titillate.
That's correct.
In any way, shape, or form.
But Johnson, you brought up, and I think it was during one of our breaks. I don't think it was on the air. Sally Mae?
No, Sally Mann. Sally Mae is where you get a federal housing
loan. Sally Mann, a photographer. I don't know if she's still alive or what.
I believe she is, yes. I think. I'm not 100% sure.
I remember we talked about her years ago on this show.
Right.
That you could, like, go into Barnes & Noble and get one of her books.
Well, of course, yeah.
She's
famous. I mean, she's a very famous photographer.
And she's known for taking pictures of children, mm-hmm. some of which are naked, I
believe it was mostly her children. I mean.
Yeah, and so some people think this is, you know, child pornography. Other people say that's artwork.
Right.
It's artistic. There's nothing pornographic about it. Because some people believe that a naked person, whether it's a naked child or female or man, that just the simple fact that someone is naked is a sexual thing.
Right.
And I don't think that that's the case. I would say, you know, there's a strong argument that it's not, in point of fact, the case. But whatever goes on in someone's mind is another question.
What's disturbing to me is, like, who cares if it is? Like, I believe our society is so sick. Because, you know, we as a society are, at least especially in the United States, are so tolerant of graphic violence. And to me, if you're going to judge a photograph or judge content based on how reprehensible it is, you know, when the police are kicking someone's teeth in, yeah, I'd rather see some boobies.
Sure, but those photos shouldn't be banned either.
No,
right.
Of course
well,
not.
I mean, that's the perfect example is the Vietnam picture, right? Because, like, you know, the only reason the kid is naked is because the napalm burned
her clothes
off. That's a horrifically violent thing that's been encapsulated in a moment on a camera. And they're complaining about, you know, genitalia.
Right.
It's like if anybody should have their, you know, be offended, it should be the fact that, you know, this was going on.
Absolutely.
This horribly graphically violent act.
I mean, I am deeply offended by people that are offended by this. Like, that's how that works. It's kind of interesting. Like, if you're offended by that, you are an offensive person. Yeah. Like, you are the problem. You should be banned. Like, my thought is, if I were one of these people who had this kind of view, I would want you nowhere near my children. Like, if I had children, I wouldn't want you to have any interactions with them. I think you're disgusting. I think you're a reprehensible person. Like, you are gross. If you're one of these moralists, you're awful.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us, you want to respond to Johnson, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the Facebook photo controversy, or the latest one. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. Skype username lrn.fm.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years.
DinoVite.com. 859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right. I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's free. Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free, via this number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, it is an indicator of how important Facebook is in many people's lives, the fact that we're spending time talking about their photo policy here on Free Talk Live, that the iconic Vietnam-era war photo of what's called Napalm Girl, where there's several children running towards a camera trying to escape a napalm attack. And it's a horrifying, scary picture. It was banned from Facebook recently until a huge outcry encouraged them to reconsider their policy about this specific picture, at least. They said they would, quote, adjust their review mechanisms to permit sharing of the image going forward. The company said the image would be available for sharing in the coming days, and that it is, quote, always looking to improve our policies to make sure they both promote free expression and keep our community safe. And, of course, this is part of what you were touching on, Johnson, where there's these people who want to keep everyone safe from anything that involves nudity. And
it's reality, though.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay, not every parent wants their kids to be exposed to what this is, right? But it's going to happen. I remember I was in elementary school when they dragged out a TV and they're like, watch 9/11. You know, they made you as kids.
It happened to me when I was in elementary school. It was the Challenger explosion.
And,
right. Yep.
You know, and it's like, well, do you want a kid to be lied about what the world is for their entire lives until, you know, they turn 18?
Well, if that's the case, don't put them on any kind of social networking platform.
Yeah, just completely...
Don't let them have the internet.
Keep them in a bubble. Right. And then the moment that they're off on their own, they will be horrified and have no life experience and not even be ready for the amount of violence and horrible things that the government is doing and other, just the things that people do. Yeah, it's not all pretty, but you know, I'm sorry, but if you are going to have a kid, you should think long and hard about that before you do, because you're bringing them into a world where you have to have conversations with them. Like, you know, hey, little Johnny, some people are crack addicts. You know.
That's something I've never understood.
Some people are prostitutes.
It's like, why are you so afraid to have a conversation with your kids? Like, what's wrong with, oh, your child sees the Napalm Girl photo scrolling through the news feed, and they say, hey, Mom, Dad, what's this?
Yeah.
What's happening here? Well, why is it so hard to explain to them? Well, there are these evil things in the world called governments, and they're made up of people just like you and I, except these people are sick. They're sick, angry people who want to hurt other people. And this picture was taken when some of those governments were trying to hurt each other and other people, and little kids like you got caught in that, and they hurt these kids. So governments are really bad. I mean, obviously, is it that hard to have a conversation? Obviously, that would be how a libertarian might answer it. But somebody else just might talk about the Vietnam War and explain what happened.
Right. Like, you know, sit them down for 5-10 minutes. You can't be that busy. You know, but
it's the fear of having that discussion in the first place.
Some Republicans take it to an even weirder level, where like, you know, gay marriage gets legalized, and they're like, well, I don't want to have a conversation to my kids about how some guys like other guys. Like, well, but you're not going to stop that from happening.
Yeah, and as you said, at some point they're going to encounter a couple guys holding hands or kissing or something.
Right.
You know, or they're going to meet the gay kid in their school, or maybe more than one. And then they're going to learn it for themselves. And then, you know, what good have you done as a parent to prepare them for that?
Yeah, exactly.
So Espen Egil Hansen, editor-in-chief and the CEO of Aftenposten. This is the major newspaper in Norway that published a front-page article about this decision by Facebook to censor this photo initially. They accused Zuckerberg of thoughtlessly, quote, abusing your power, unquote, over the social media site that has become a key distributor of news around the globe. He wrote, quote, I'm upset, disappointed, well, in fact, even afraid of what you are about to do to a mainstay of our democratic society, unquote. The controversy stems from Facebook's decision to delete a post by Norwegian writer Tom Egeland that featured the terror of war.
Maybe they should change their name to the People's Republic of Facebook.
with dear leader Zuckerberg. Is Tom Englund featured The Terror of War, which is a Pulitzer Prize-winning photograph by Nick Ut that showed children, including Ms. Fuchs, fleeing an attack. Okay, so that's the actual name of the photo. They were calling it Napalm Girl. I guess that's the shorthand, the today name for it. But it's called The Terror of War, which is much more appropriate. Fleeing an attack. Edgeland's post discussed, quote, seven photographs that changed the history of warfare, a group to which the Napalm Girl image certainly belongs. The controversy has erupted at a time of increasing tensions between media organizations and Facebook, the site where 44% of U.S. adults get their news. So that comes back around to the conversation we had earlier about, well, is Facebook a news site?
We will choose what is news here at Facebook.
Ah, yes. That is, comrade.
That is so frightening.
We will choose what you can see.
Well, not only are they choosing, but also the problem with Facebook is your friends are choosing, and so you never actually get to see anything besides what your friends have chosen.
Right? They show you three trending stories now, and it's always just like somebody's name.
Oh, it's almost always pop culture.
Yeah,
almost always.
And you have to hover over the actual thing to get a news story.
Soon we will have Facebook gliders that fly around the world to provide the internet, and we would decide what it gets to put on the internet.
That's a true statement.
Right.
People may not realize that, but Facebook is trying to bring Facebook to the 4 billion people of the world who do not have internet access.
Google's going to have balloons, Facebook will have
yep. And the critique about that plan, or some of the critique is that, well, Facebook is only putting its website on this internet that they're giving away. They're supposedly giving it away for free to people in these very impoverished areas of the world. And so, you know, the question is, well, first of all, people are starting to already believe that Facebook is the internet.
I wonder if that means that the only content that will be accessible through that version of Facebook would be the instant articles.
The instant articles?
Instant articles is a Facebook protocol, much like Google... There's another Google protocol that's also high-end, it's very high-speed content. It's a different protocol that only allows certain sorts of JavaScript. Everyone's noticed when you go to a lot of these web pages, you click on a link from Facebook, you load the page, you try to load the page is jumping all over the place because it's loading ads, it's going crazy, and it takes like a minute or 2 minutes to get to the freaking content because... it's so bogged down with all these ad tracking software and, you know, it's logging where you are. Well, instant articles and this other thing by Google, which I can't remember the name of right now. I'll figure that out. But they disallow all this scripting, and they only allow very certain amounts of it. Yeah, so, and it loads lightning fast.
Right.
So you click on it, it's loaded instantly.
Right.
You know, and the thing is that's hosted on Facebook servers, so would that be the only content that they can access? Because if they can't access anything outside of Facebook, then they wouldn't be able to access anything but instant articles.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which are controlled also by Facebook.
It's been a while since I've read about their, whatever they call it, Facebook, what are they calling it, internet.org, I think?
Yeah.
I think that's their thing. You can share your thoughts here with us. Maybe you've been researching internet.org. I mean, ultimately, I think that it's a good thing that people who are not, they don't have any access to any kind of electronic connections with others should have, you know, that they would have that is a good thing. But the fact that it's only Facebook is disturbing. And, but then again, you know, it's their company. They can do what they want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about control of content.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us right here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have on the website. We give them away to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you go to saveitpurse.com, it's not going to be a giveaway, but you're going to get a huge discount on the products that you buy normally at Amazon. If you've shopped at Amazon before, you know they've got a huge website with a tremendous selection and great deals. But what if you could save 10%, 15%, 20%, or even more off of your purchases there? Would you be interested in that? Because I was. Almost 2 years ago now, we discovered Purse. And you can go to saveitpurse.com to learn more about it and get started there. But I've been using Purse now, saveitpurse.com, for almost 2 years. I've done 60-plus transactions, 60-something orders, that normally I would have ordered all this stuff through the Amazon site. These were things I wanted to get and or needed to get. So I was going to buy them regardless. Why would I not want to save 20%? Well, that's what I did, and it's been like I think I've saved like $1,300 or $1,600 over 2 years. That's money that Amazon would have gotten from me that they didn't get because I went to saveitpurse.com and I got to keep that money. Now, how does it work? Well, you have to have Bitcoin. See, that's the key. If you don't have Bitcoin, saveitpurse.com won't be able to do anything for you. Well, actually, you can buy Bitcoin through saveitpurse.com, but you're paying quite a premium if you buy the Bitcoin there. But if you have Bitcoin, you can spend your Bitcoin on things at Amazon and get 10 to 20% off very easily. Now, you can actually ask for more than 20% off, but it takes longer. The more the percentage, the longer it's going to take to get that sale done. I just got a PlayStation 3 game, normal price, $20. I asked for 25% off. I got it for just over $15. So, I mean, why not? Save at purse, saveatpurse.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've been discussing Facebook and this controversy over a classic, iconic, horrifying Vietnam War photo, which some people call Napalm Girl, but apparently the actual name of the photo is The Terror of War. We've covered various different aspects, and we can continue, but you can also take control of the airwaves. So let's go to Skype, where Parker is on the line. I believe he's in Washington State. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, let's see here. 9/11 was on Sunday.
That's correct.
And I saw this incredible movie that that a friend shared with me on Facebook. Ian, I shared it with you. I shared it on Free Talk Live's page. I shared it with pretty much everyone that I thought would watch it. And it is incredible.
What is it?
It's called Operation Terror. Basically, the movie is... How do I describe it? Basically, how it works is it shows everything that the CIA or government was essentially doing with some embellishment, because there's no way of knowing 100% for certain whether or not they did, in fact, do 9/11. But there's a lot of things that have been talked about by James Corbett of thecorbettreport.com and
isn't Operation Terror an Alex Jones movie?
Sounds like one. Yeah.
Is this a 9/11 conspiracy movie, or is it covering more of a history than that?
What they're doing is it's covering the events of 9/11 and some speculations of 9/11 in a drama-style, motion picture-based film.
So it's fiction.
I would say that it is speculative fiction, where you definitely know that certain things happened. Like, for instance, when Peter Wolfowitz said that we need a new Pearl Harbor via PNAC, Project for a New American Century, that actually happened. That was said in the film.
It did happen, yep.
The Council on Foreign Relations, it's in there, but they changed it from the Council on Foreign Relations to the Council on Foreign Affairs. That's in there. It's a little bit different, but it's still in there.
This sounds like it'd be up your alley, Cody.
Anything about Tower 7?
Yes, Tower 7 is definitely in there, and I can definitely tell you about that. So remember the guy, the black guy that was on the news on ABC after the tower went down?
No.
Well,
was he the one that said it looked like a controlled demolition?
Well, yeah, he worked in the control center on like the 23rd floor or something, 23rd or 24th floor. Well, obviously they couldn't use the actual footage because it may be copyrighted. Mm-hmm. They would have to get the rights for it. That would be really expensive. They probably wouldn't give them the rights. But what they did is they used basically the same transcripts for what was said, and they used actors to basically say exactly what was said.
Huh, okay.
Or at least that's my assumption of it, because you would be hard-pressed to find differences in what was said in the scenes where they're showing media versus what was actually said in those very same portrayals of the media.
So would you recommend this over maybe Zeitgeist or Loose Change?
Or you know,
it's just kind of like another whole separate thing.
I haven't seen Loose Change.
Okay. Well, Loose Change is a conspiracy movie about 9/11, and there have been some great debunkings of Loose Change, so I'd like to encourage anybody who's familiar with Loose Change to look for Loose Change Guide on the internet, which just tears it apart scene after scene. But it's interesting. I was actually looking this up here, Operation Terror, the movie you're talking about, Parker, and apparently it was actually written and produced by Art Olivier. Now, longtime libertarians will remember this man's name. He was the running mate of Harry Brown in the 2000 election season.
Interesting.
He was the Libertarian Party's vice presidential selection. Back when the Libertarian Party actually ran real libertarians for their presidential ticket. So apparently he was one of the main players in making the movie that that you're calling about here tonight. Parker, thanks for the recommendation. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. So I heard on the NPR news that the breathalyzers will be incorporated into like all the new cars as a standard feature.
What?
So yes, all of the new cars that will be put out will have a built-in breathalyzer. I'm not the ones that for the drunk drivers will have to blow into it or anything like that. Not that kind.
Well, what kind of car? Like every car company decided to get together and implement this feature.
I don't believe this. I mean, she's reported a bunch of false stuff before. So what kind of feature are we talking about here?
Well, in other words, it's like an air filter. It sucks in the air and it analyzes your breath and your perspiration. And then the car detects whether you have too much alcohol in your system, and it'll shut it down. It'll shut down.
Or where did you hear that? You heard this on the news, you say?
Yes. I heard it on the news. It's going to be like airbags, like seat belts. It's going to be like part of the safety features, you know? And of course, you know, they are going to put in the computers on all of the cars.
I
mentioned the
I can't find any evidence that this is true, Sarah.
Well,
it just doesn't make any sense.
About it.
First of all, it doesn't make any sense from a couple of aspects. One, the reason why you blow into the breathalyzer is because that's a concentrated amount of your breath going into a device that is designed to read the blood alcohol content, or, you know, how much alcohol it believes is in your bloodstream based on what's in your breath. And if you're breathing in the car, then your breath is going to diffuse throughout the entire car. So if what you're saying is there's some detector inside the car gadgetry somewhere, it's not going to be subject to...
Actually, what I heard is that in these new vehicles that they're going to have like a lancet in the steering wheel, and it's going to prick your finger and take a blood test. And then they actually also have, just to make sure you're not on LSD, they have a hair test on the rear of the headrest of the seat. So you like lean your head
back.
How
about a urine test, too?
Yeah, they have that too. It actually is like a little tube that comes out of the, you know, the center console.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Of course, I would always check Sarah's claims. Thank you for the call, though. We appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here. Bring up whatever you want. Coming up, how to flirt, according to Johnson.
Yeah.
According to an article that he will share with us. We'll get into that in moments because both of you gentlemen have been active in the dating scene here recently. The Tinder / OkCupid world. We can get into that in moments. You can also take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. As we go to Charlie, he's listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
How you doing, Ian?
Hey.
I have a comment about the Napalm Girl and an Arizona update, if you'd like it.
Let's hear the Napalm Girl. That's what we've been discussing throughout most of the show. It's the iconic Vietnam photo. It's not actually called Napalm Girl, but that's what I guess a lot of people refer to it as. It's called The Terror of War by Nick Ut. He's the one who took that photo, and it has been the subject of controversy on Facebook recently. Should or should not Facebook allow it? And we've kind of covered various different aspects of that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. I don't believe it was ever published in newspapers, but it was published in Life. I think it was an actual
Life magazine
cover photo,
as
well as a picture of General Wan shooting the Viet Cong suspect during Tet. They were published in Life. So, I mean, you know, Life magazine, you know, how broadly do you want to go with it? And I'm probably dating myself, but you want to see topless women at my age, you got a copy of National Geographic.
You don't have the internet?
What's that?
You don't have the internet?
I think he meant in the past.
Oh.
You mean in the past?
I'm dating myself.
Right.
Yeah.
But, okay. The update from Arizona is after a great deal of effort by a group called the Arizonas for a Responsible Drug Policy took the ballot for legalizing recreational cannabis use in Arizona to court twice. They lost in Superior Court and in Appeals Court. In spite of massive donations by pharmaceutical companies, and it will be on the ballot. So I urge.
So what specifically is going to be on the ballot? Is it full-on legalization?
Yeah. Just like Colorado,
great.
Recreational use. So
fantastic news, Charlie.
An important part. If we can,
yeah, there's going to be several state ballots that have that this year. The state of Maine, where you're from, Cody, I believe Massachusetts is doing it, and as you said, Arizona. I think there's like five or six states that are going to have ballot initiatives to legalize cannabis. Thank you for the call, Charlie. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kids, Life Magazine was this thing that magazines are a thing that have pieces of paper in them with photos and articles, just in case somebody doesn't know. We are getting into the the point in life where somebody born within the last few years or decade or so may have never actually seen
them. Through it on their Kindle.
Now there are apps like that.
I grew up with Nintendo Power, but I don't know how many kids are getting magazines nowadays.
No, not very many, I suspect. So anyway, Life Magazine, by the way, looks like their final Life was published in 2002, back when it was, originally it was a weekly publication until from the year 1883 to 1972.
So Life died, basically, that's what you're saying?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
All life was perished.
So I don't know if there's really much else to say about this Facebook situation. The article over at The Guardian goes on to talk about their trending topics section, where apparently there were recently a team of editors that has been fired. So now apparently it is now algorithms, because there was some controversy, if you recall earlier this year, that the editors were ostensibly picking certain stories over others to promote a political agenda. And so I guess in order to make people believe that there's...
It's kind of a bummer that they were fired. You would think they could have repositioned
absorbed them elsewhere into to the company. The Facebook controversy expanded this week when it removed a post by Erna Solberg, Norway's conservative leader, who published the image of the terror image that we're talking about here, the terror of war from the Vietnam era. Published the image and called on the company to review its editing policy. Solberg said it was highly regrettable the technology corporation had meddled with her Facebook page. She said it was an attempt to edit our common history. Quote, I wish today's children will also have the opportunity to see and learn from historical mistakes and events. This is important, she said. While when Edgeland complained about the censorship, the company then suspended his Facebook account. By the way, the female in question here, the actual girl in the photo, Ms. Fuch, now lives in Canada with her husband and two children, piled on further pressure with her own powerful statement saying, quote, I'm saddened by those who would focus on the nudity in the historic picture rather than the powerful message it conveys. I fully support the documentary image taken by Nick Ut as a moment of truth that captures the horror of war and its effects on innocent victims. Let's go to Jacob in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jacob.
Hi, so I've been sort of researching and reviewing, looking at libertarianism, and I sort of came to the conclusion that it's built on a sort of fallacy. I mean, you reject the idea that the state is a legitimate idea, right? You think it's like an illegitimate concept, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean by legitimate? I mean, do you think that using violence on peaceful people is a legitimate thing? Like, is
I don't think it's legitimate in the sense that it's natural, but I do think there's a certain practical value to the idea of the state. I think
so violence is practical.
Well, yeah, in a certain sense it is. I fefeel like it outweighs the negatives.
So what you're saying is that violence against peaceful people, there are positives that outweigh the negatives
what
to
are
using
those?
Violence on peaceful people. What are those positives?
Well, one positive would be that the fact that it's like it sort of acts like a vacuum, right? That's one of the main arguments of minarchists, I think. That if you
what acts like a vacuum?
If you eliminate the main fabric of the state, the main centralized state, then different power groups are going to try to take advantage.
So what you're saying is you're defending government. You're saying you're defending government because if we get rid of the government, another one's going to spring up anyways. Is that what you said? There's a power vacuum.
Well,
so you take down one dictator, and there's going to be another dictator. So you might as well just suck it up and just enjoy the first one.
Well, that's why we have like a constitution. That's why we have a limitation on that government. Like,
do you think they give a crap about the constitution?
Yeah, I mean, look, the constitution's been ignored for my entire lifetime. I don't know how long you've been around, but it's pretty clear that the constitution isn't in effect any more than just something that politicians and an occasional judge can pander to. I mean, you can go through the Bill of Rights one by one, and you can see they've been eviscerated over time. So your Constitution hasn't really done much to keep peaceful people safe from the violence of the state.
But didn't, like,
I mean, where I can agree with you on this is, you know, what you're talking about, this power vacuum and, you know, people fighting over it. I can kind of, to a certain extent, I can agree with you on that because getting people to the ideas, right, getting people universally, right, to all come to this idea that, hey, we've all got to come to this understanding that violence is wrong.
You can't get
using
universal.
Violence, not universal, but majority, right? Like, you're going to need
okay.
to,
in order to get a
peaceful society, you need to have a peaceful society, right? You have to get most people on board with that idea.
Agreed.
And, you know, I can agree with you about this whole power vacuum, and that there are always going to be people that are going to try and get power. So you need to have this like sort of mass enlightenment mm-hmm. in order to get people to say, like, okay, this is how we want society to operate. We want society to see the use of violence as something that is only used defensively and only used, you know, in terms of justice to stop people from engaging in initiatory force upon one another. And that is, you know, something that is going to take a massive sort
it's
of enlightenment.
It's going to take probably decades, generations.
We could always spike the water supply with LSD if it's not real quick.
Look, I agree with where you're coming from on that, Johnson, in that what you're saying is that today, if tomorrow the state were to disappear, a warlord or a government or whatever you want to call it is going to fill in that gap.
That doesn't make libertarianism a fallacy, though.
Correct.
It doesn't make that a fallacy.
But I want Jacob to be able to respond, so let's continue this discussion. Plus, dating tips coming up. Actually, flirting tips. That's different
flirting
from dating.
Tips, yeah.
Flirting's before dating, usually.
Yes.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Johnson's going to share those with us. Coming up here in hour number three, we've got time for you as well. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.